earlier this week, I had the opportunity to see the new movie Darkest Hour that stars Gary Oldman as former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, who got the UK through World War II, saved them in many ways from the Nazis. This movie, The Darkest Hour, portrays 4 weeks in the life of Winston Churchill as he became the Prime Minister of Britain. And it is an absolutely amazing performance. I know that Gary Oldman is going to be nominated for an Academy Award, and just based on what I've seen right now, they ought to just give him the statue, because he's amazing. The physical transformation is amazing. The story that they tell is amazing. I really like this movie. It's going to be out early December. They haven't picked a date in which it will be released here in Chicago yet, but it'll probably be the first couple of weeks of December right now. You know Gary Oldman from so many other amazing performances over the years. I've been such a big fan of his for a long time. And, you know, for Chicagoans, you know, you probably know that he spent quite a bit of time here in his role as Commissioner Gordon in the Dark Knight movies, in the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight movies that were made here, spending time with Christian Bale and the late Heath Ledger. One of the places that we started off our conversation, our A-list conversation, with Gary Oldman. Welcome back to Chicago. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's nice to have you back here again.
Home from home.
Yeah. Does it bring back Dark Knight memories for
you? It does indeed. Everywhere I go, to me is now a location, and even from the room of the hotel, I think I recognize a rooftop. It's like, yeah, we filmed on that rooftop over there.
Yeah. So. There aren't too many people that can recognize the city from rooftops alone, but
yeah, we did it.
You have that unique qualification.
Yeah, Chris Nolan, he likes his rooftops. So does Batman. Yeah.
Did you have special moments when you were here in Chicago and filming those movies?
Yeah, it's full of wonderful memories. I think that I remember it. We had one of those park outdoor screenings of The Sound of Music when they did those. They do those, don't they? They do them on a yearly thing,
sure,
yeah, the summer shows.
Of course.
Spent some time here in the heat, was here when it was very cold. fun memories of it. Yeah, great food.
Yeah.
Nice people.
I seem to remember in interviews that we've had, maybe from The Dark Knight, where you talked about doing scenes with Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
And how memorable that was to you, and how that stayed with you, you know, as part of your Chicago experience. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I think that it is. It was such a shock, such a tragic thing with Heath, because of the many wonderful actors that I have worked with, he was truly there, you know, very, very sort of special talent. And when it's cut short like that, you wonder what he would be doing and what wonderful performances. And not only that, I think he was a writer. He would have ended up, I think, directing and doing all sorts of things. He was a very multi-talented man, and it's a terrible, you know. And I've got to know the family. His mom, I'm in contact with still. Yeah.
Some of the scenes that you did together in that are just so amazing. You know, I just didn't think, being such a fan of yours and your filmography, that I could be any more in awe of your talent and your choices. Darkest Hour is stunning. How is it that when you think Winston Churchill, you know, you would think a much older actor, would take on something like this? You saw something in this that you thought you could communicate.
To be very honest with you, I think it was other people that saw something, because I initially turned it down a bunch of times. It was not only stepping into the shoes of this very iconic figure, but into the shoes of all the other people that played him. But I think ultimately, our memory of who he was, how much of it is Churchill and how much of it is contaminated by Robert Hardy or Albert Finney, or, you know, Richard Burton and these other people that have played him. So it was all very much a sort of daunting thing. And physically, of course, that was the biggest sort of roadblock for me.
Well, I was almost distracted, too much in this movie, thinking of how they did this. I know that digitally now they can do most anything.
No digital now.
There's nothing digital here. This is all hours and hours and hours in the makeup chair.
Yeah. Kazuhiro Tsuji, who was, he was in the movie, he was in the sort of movie business, and he was a protege of Rick Baker. That's really where he started. He then retired and became a sort of fine artist. He does these big sort of realistic sculptures. I felt that he was the only man that could pull it off, that could do it, because his work is so exceptional. So we, very luckily, I seduced him out of retirement, and he has risen to the challenge, I think.
Yeah, he more than rose to the challenge. Wait until you see, if you haven't seen in commercials or trailers yet, Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. Physically, it's amazing, but this performance is so much more than just the physical transformation. It's a great movie. Early December is when it's going to be coming out. By the way, the weekend box office numbers have just been released, and not a surprise that Marvel's Thor Ragnarok was the number one movie of the weekend. $121 million is how much it has taken in, and has broken a record. Marvel Studios is now the first studio to have three movie openings in excess of $100 million this year. So for the Marvel people, slash, that's Disney, they are having one heck of a year. And, of course, they have Disney has Star Wars still to come in the middle of December.